Everybody, welcome to the Awakener podcast. It's great to be with you today. This is a high IQ podcast. What do I mean by that? Well, most of the world has an IQ of 100 or less, and you need to really think critically about all the events that are happening to really see the full picture. And we talk about a bunch of stuff that nobody else is talking about and is so complicated that you have to sit there and try to wrap your mind around what is happening. I mean, just look at the last show. We're talking about blackmail of Hillary. Now, speaking to yourself on a podcast or doing a podcast and then speaking to yourself about all this is actually really hard to do. It's also hard to take all this information that I know and kind of put it to mouth and explain it to you what is going on. But I do this for you without any kind of preparation. I don't have a script. I don't have a piece of paper here. I don't have like something in the background which says do this and do that. And we do this without any kind of retakes. So to really understand the full picture of what is going on, I just advise you, you got to listen to the show and you got to think critically. Number two, you have to go on the website, theawakener.ca, to see what is happening. And number three, just take time and listen or re-listen to the episode a second time. Now, as you know, I told you that Trump's presidency is an entire illusion. Trump's presidency is an entire illusion because it's a military operation of counterintelligence that is put together by officials within the DNI, and NSA and FBI that full on rebelled against Barack Obama during his time in office. Now, Barack Obama was a Soviet plant put in at the hours of US empire collapse by George Soros and his media network because George Soros is a traitor. He didn't collapse the Iron Curtain like his philanthropic thing he did, said he did. He's working with the Russians to raise one world government to have world communism. And to find, like, to follow all these lines to where we are today is incredibly difficult. Now, if you understand blackmail, Hillary bailed on her presidency and Trump is her replacement. What did Hillary do? Hillary paid for the dossier on Trump. Who hatched the dossier? Well, Comey brought it to Biden and Obama and Clapper, and they all bought it. They all thought they had a chance to basically pinpoint Hillary's blackmail and frame Trump as a Russian asset, because they needed to put blackmail on Trump's presidency to control his presidency. And obviously, as you know, it all failed. What did Comey do? He walked in to President Trump, had all these memos, and he leaked it to the press where Flynn was the conversation. And Trump said, listen, Flynn is a nice guy. We need to let him go. What happened as a result of all this dossier and the Russia investigation? Well, Robert Mueller ran an investigation framing Trump, which was a lie. It wasn't a frame of Trump. They served up Michael Flynn as a bait, and everyone bad in the FBI took this bait, and they all got fired. So once FBI leadership was all cleaned out, what is the next thing? Hillary then, if you think about what she did and what Comey did, is they gave the FBI the ability to then investigate the Bidens, then started the investigation on Patrick Ho, Devin Archer, Hunter Biden, and obviously Joe Biden. Now we're on the blackmail of Joe Biden. See how complicated this is? And Joe Biden's running a fake presidency this entire time. And who is actually running the show? I have told you from the beginning, it's Barack Obama. Now, what was Barack Obama doing during Joe Biden's presidency? Well, he was doing the war, ladies and gentlemen, or trying to do it. So obviously what happened? Russia invaded Ukraine. We had Hamas invading Israel. And obviously we had the complete encirclement of Taiwan, which nobody really is talking about in the mainstream media. All this stuff is happening. Well, Biden is clearly, like I told you, his son is being given an opportunity to be pardoned, to get out of this mess. And Joe Biden is being given an opportunity to get out of this mess. Oh yeah, you know, like you're sick in the head and you know, this is going on. Well, they're running a whole shadow operation on Obama. Now, everyone's talking about, oh my goodness, Obama is going to be indicted because what he did to Trump and he set this whole thing up. And I don't believe that's the case at all. Obama's going to be indicted because Trump is now president. And in my point of view, all the intel that Biden has passed on to President Trump is all bad. They have all these Iranian EMP satellites that are basically declassified. They're not even, if you go to satellite searches, you can't even find them because they're listed as civilian satellites when they're not whatsoever. North Korea has put up EMP in space, and President Trump is acting like none of this information has been passed on to him. We've taken out Iran's nuclear program. Everything is going to be wonderful. We're going to have peace and all this, and it's not. Obama is going to go down after this war. I don't think he's going to go down whatsoever for any of this stuff that he did on Trump. This is just the awareness before the indictment. What people are going to really learn in all this is, like I told people in the previous show, Hillary Clinton could not be indicted for her emails. The reason Hillary could not be indicted for her emails was because as soon as she was indicted, she would just say Obama approved all this. And if Obama approved all this, they would have to indict Obama, Biden, and all his cabinet. If Obama was indeed the Soviet plant, like I told you, Russia and China would have made a move back in 2016. The Western world would have lost this war because, number one, they were not prepared. And number two, it's unfathomable and nobody can absorb all this information. And everybody would be confused. It would have been a loss. So instead of indicting and telling people, they have to have a situation where they indict secretly and then they kind of do a drip, 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 drip of information over the course of maybe 8 to 12 years before there's a war, and then they can indict people. Make sense? This is why I said it's paramount to understand that the reason all this stuff is happening about Jeffrey Epstein, the reason Trump is saying all this, is because everything is planned. Everything in Donald Trump's presidency, he's literally reading a script. Oh, this is what I get to do today. I'm doing this. This is what I get to do tomorrow. I'm doing this. Because they're leading people to the truth where they can absorb. Listen, Hillary has gone down a long time ago. Hillary provided the Russia investigation because she created the dossier, and she worked with James Comey to create the Russia investigation, which Robert Mueller ran. It did not get Trump whatsoever. It actually got all the bad people in the FBI. So she gave a clean FBI and the indictment or the black counter blackmail of Biden. Biden and his entire presidency that was run, well, he was criminally, I guess, insane, or whatever you want to call him, faking it, like I said from the beginning, is going to lead to Obama basically running an entire White House with a bunch of traitors, people who are basically feeding Biden some pablum or whatever he had before bed, and then sending him to tending to sleep and wiping his butt and giving him new diapers. This is exactly what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about the counter blackmail, not of everybody, but of specific people that is going to lead to the truth. I know. This is why you have to think. This is why you have to listen to previous shows. And this is why you need to go to theawakener.ca.